This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. I'm here with brother Ivan. Is that right?
Yes, that's Ivan, right.
From Switzerland, a beautiful town called Thun. As you can see, I'm freezing here, but he's all right. Ivan from a Moroccan father,
yes,
and an Italian mother. So where are you taking us, brother?
To the old city, and you can visit the castle and old city with the lake. And
beautiful. Yeah. So when you say old city, how old is it?
Oh, I don't know.
We're gonna take some shots and share with you soon. Inshallah, stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, my brothers, my sisters, Islam, and everyone. First of all, apologies, my voice is a little bit sick. Forgive me, make dua for me. But what's that story, the story of Ivan that we have introduced him earlier? His father is a Moroccan Muslim, his mom is an Italian. We didn't really ask about her religion, but I asked him about his religion. I asked him, are you practicing Islam? He said, not really. In fact, he did not recognize the term masjid. When you told him we need to go to the masjid, he said, what masjid? And then when we translated it, we told him the mosque, he didn't even recognize that word too, which tells you that he grew up in an environment that does not really teach him how to conduct himself as a Muslim. And he confessed to us, and by the way, I'm recording this because I sought after his permission to record and share that story. So he told us that even my father didn't practice Islam at all. So growing up, we didn't really have Islam in our lives. Subhanallah al-Azim, and this struck me to the core because I have come across so many people who left the homeland, Muslim land, whether now the government is this and that, or the economy is really bad, and whatever the case may be, you travel to secure your financial needs, your children's financial future and whatnot, which is, by the way, halal, so long as what you're doing is halal. So there is no any harm here at all. But once the deen becomes the least to consider in your life, then sorry to say, hell with the money. You know, we're talking about hellfire here. You're raising children who are your responsibility without even teaching them who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The man, you know, when he took us, I'm just trying to share with you the beautiful view behind me. The man, when we asked him to take us to the masjid, when we arrived there, I told him, would you like me to teach you how to pray? Like, if you don't know how to pray, I'm willing to teach you. He said, no, I'm going to stay here. And then he smiled and he laughed about it. Don't get me wrong, he's an excellent brother, mashallah, very well-mannered, beautiful brother. But he had lost his faith because, unfortunately, his father, who is a Muslim, that's the opportunity, who is a Muslim, did not take Islam seriously. And money became more important in life than anything else. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, نَحْنُ نَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَرَهُمْ. We are writing down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing down everything you do, وَآثَرَهُمْ, and whatever you have influenced others with. So if you influence your children, who are the closest to you to influence anyway, positively, mashallah, congratulations, that would be in the scale of your good deeds. But if you influence them on the opposite side, in the negative manner, then inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, whatever they will do after you, after your demise, will be in the scale of your bad deeds. Don't make that mistake. I get a phone calls sometimes from daughters who are complaining that their parents, their moms in particular, they don't want them to put on the hijab because they're afraid that if they put it on at the age of 15, 16, they will not get married. Can you imagine? The girls themselves maybe have listened to a lecture here or there or attended some lectures, and they decided to practice the faith only to find that the parents are preventing them to practice Islam. This too will be in the scale of your bad deeds. So save your kids, my brothers and sisters in Islam, whether you are in a Muslim land or you have traveled to the Western world to bring about better lifestyle, financially speaking, do not let Islam be your least priority. May Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know the motion graphic effect.
Yes.
You know the motion graphic effect.
Yes.
You know the motion graphic effect.
Yes.
You know the motion graphic effect.